Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. First phase of budget session concludes. Both Houses of Parliament to reassemble for second phase on the 9th of next month after 3-week break. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Seva Teerth, comprising new building of Prime Minister's office and two other government edifices in New Delhi this evening. Bangladesh Nationalist Party set to form next government after landslide victory in parliamentary polls. Prime Minister Modi congratulates BNP chief Tariq Rehman on party's decisive victory, says India remains committed to supporting a democratic and inclusive Bangladesh. Akashvani Raipur hosts a conclave to mark World Radio Day, exploring medium's evolving role amid emerging technologies. And in Women's Asia Cup, Rising Stars T20 Cricket India A begin their campaign against the UAE in a group stage clash at Bangkok. The first phase of the budget session concluded today. Both Houses of Parliament will reassemble for the second phase on the 9th of next month after a 3-week recess. The first part of the session had begun on the 28th of last month with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses. The second phase will continue till the 2nd of April. In the Lok Sabha on the final day of the first phase of the session today, when the House met after the adjournment at 12 noon, several ministers laid papers related to their ministry on the table. After that, presiding officer Sandhya Ray adjourned the House for a recess to meet again next month. Earlier, soon after the lower House assembled for the day, presiding officer Sandhya Ray took up question hour, during which Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda replied to a question on deaths linked to the consumption of codeine-based cough syrup. Mr. Nadda said no deaths had been reported due to the consumption of codeine-based cough syrup in the country. He said whenever any case of death linked to a drug comes to light, the government immediately orders an inspection. He stated that if any medicine is found unfit for human consumption, it is promptly recalled from the market. However, Mr. Nadda was unable to complete his response due to uproar by opposition. Members from the Congress, TMC and DMK, among others, trooped into the well of the House and started sloganeering. As the protests persisted, the House was adjourned till 12 noon. In the Rajya Sabha, proceedings during both zero hour and question hour were conducted smoothly. On the final day of the first phase of budget session today, replying to supplementaries during question hour in the upper house, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, continuous efforts are being made to address every problem faced by farmers across the country. He said the government has created an agriculture infrastructure fund to ensure safe storage of farmers' produce.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi recognized the problems of farmers and conceptualized more than 1 lakh crore rupees under the Agriculture Infrastructure Fund to build infrastructure for safely storing farmers' produce. This was a historic decision. As a result, the post-harvest losses of crops, fruits and vegetables have reduced by 5 to 15%.
Us nuksan mein 5 se leke 15% tak ki kami aayi.
Later, the upper house was adjourned for a recess to meet again next month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the next course of action regarding the substantive motion moved by BJP MP Nishikant Dubey against leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will be decided after consultations with the Speaker. Speaking to the media, Mr. Rijiju said it will be determined whether the motion should be referred to the Privileges Committee or the Ethics Committee or brought directly before the House for discussion. The minister said the government has, for the time being, decided not to move its own proposed motion against Rahul Gandhi after the substantive motion was introduced by the BJP MP. He said any member of parliament is entitled to move a motion under parliamentary rules.
Rahul Gandhi breaks the rules by referring to a book that has not even been published yet. Along with that, he made several remarks during the budget speech as well and said inappropriate words about the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. There are many such issues on the basis of which we wanted to serve him a notice. Our private member Nishikant Dubey has brought a substantive motion.
Private member Nishikant Dubey ne ek substantive motion laya hai.
Minister of Textiles Giriraj Singh criticized the opposition parties for spreading confusion among the people about the India-US deal. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, Mr. Singh said the Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal have clarified that there will be no tampering with the interests of the farmers.
These lies are being spread to create confusion among the people. The agriculture minister of the country, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, and the commerce minister, Piyush Goyal, have clearly said that there will be no compromise with the interest of farmers. Opposition just wants to spread confusion in the country. They want to incite conflict.
The agriculture sector has hailed the interim trade agreement between India and the United States. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Managing Director of National Commodity and Derivatives Exchange Limited, Dr. Arun Raste, said agricultural items like wheat, rice, dairy and poultry have been excluded from the agreement to protect the interests of small farmers.
We welcome the recent trade agreement between India and the United States. In this trade agreement, the dairy and poultry such as wheat and rice have been kept out in view of the food security. This is a very good thing for our small farmers. If you can combine export and hedging, it will be very beneficial for our farmers.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Seva Teerth, comprising the new building of the Prime Minister's office and two other government edifices, Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2, in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Modi unveiled the name of the building this afternoon. The Prime Minister's office will start functioning from a new building complex called Seva Teerth in the national capital starting today. Seva Teerth now houses the Prime Minister's office, the National Security Council Secretariat, the Cabinet Secretariat, all of which were previously located across different locations. President Draupadi Murmu today said the building of a developed nation requires not only political stability and a strong economy, but also healthy, educated and responsible citizens. The President was addressing the nationwide campaign on Karma Yoga for Empowered Bharat, in New Delhi. She urged citizens to focus on work with sincerity and dedication, leaving the results aside.
किसी भी देश के संतुलित और समग्र विकास के लिए भौतिक प्रगति में नैतिकता और आध्यात्मिकता के समायोजन अत्यंत आवश्यक है. आर्थिक प्रगति से समृद्धि बढ़ती है तथा तकनीकी प्रगति नवाचार दक्षता और प्रतिस्पर्धा को बढ़ावा देती है. ये एक समृद्ध राष्ट्र की नींव रखते हैं, लेकिन नैतिकता विहीन आर्थिक और तकनीकी विकास समाज में असंतुलन पैदा कर सकते हैं.
Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh launched the BIRAC Research, Development and Innovation Fund for Biotechnology and Related Areas in New Delhi. The fund is aimed at fostering deep tech innovations and indigenous manufacturing for national impact. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Singh highlighted that over the past 10 years, the bioeconomy has grown significantly from $8 billion in 2014.
From the point of view of government, is also a reflection of the shift that has happened in the approach of the government under Prime Minister Modi. So at least today's launch signifies the fact that we are no longer late starters. We have already started. And this has been possible because of the shift that has been executed. Otherwise, recall the experience of IT. This call would have been launched somewhere around 2040, not in 2026, because we were about a decade or so behind. So now we are in the global arena, ready to play a global role.
The Bangladesh Nationalist Party, BNP, led by Chairman Tariq Rahman, is set to form the next government in the country after sweeping past the majority mark in the 13th general elections. As per results declared so far, the BNP and its allies are leading in 208 constituencies so far, crossing beyond the 151-seat threshold required for a simple majority in the 300-seat Jatiya Sangsad. The polls were held across 299 constituencies yesterday. Voting in one constituency was postponed following the death of a parliamentary candidate. Alongside electing a new government in Bangladesh, people had also voted on proposed constitutional and institutional reforms under the July Charter. More from our Dhaka correspondent.
The BNP and its allies are leading in 208 of the 284 constituency declared so far, signaling a decisive mandate after nearly two decades out of power. Party chairman Tariq Rehman and Secretary General Mirza Fakhrul have won their respective seats along with several senior leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Tariq Rehman, saying the victory reflects the trust of the Bangladeshi people in his leadership and reaffirming India's support for a democratic, progressive and inclusive Bangladesh. The Election Commission said what voter turnout in the parliamentary election and the simultaneous referendum was 59.44%. The twin polls were held peacefully across 299 constituencies. According to EC officials, counting of votes for the remaining seats as well as the referendum is currently in progress. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Akashwani Raipur in Chhattisgarh today hosted a conclave to mark World Radio Day, exploring the medium's evolving role amid emerging technologies. The special event in Raipur was held in collaboration with UNESCO. Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Vishnudev Sai attended the event as the chief guest. Director General of Akashwani Rajiv Jain, UNESCO's Regional Advisor for Communication and Information Hajjaj Male, several public representatives, Padma Shri awardees and experts from various fields took part in the program. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings on the occasion. The theme this year is Radio and Artificial Intelligence. AI is a tool, not a voice, highlighting the growing role of artificial intelligence in the broadcasting ecosystem.
Akashwani has been serving the nation since its inception with the motto Bahujan Hitai, Bahujan Sukhai, established in 1936. And brought under public ownership after independence, Akashwani has grown into one of the largest broadcasting organizations in the world in terms of the number of languages broadcast and the diversity of audiences served. In his message on the occasion of World Radio Day, Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan said, radio plays a crucial role in disseminating information to the common people.
Radio plays a crucial role in the for the citizens. Radio is taking news to the cultural programs to the common public. The Akashwani played to a medium to connect to the citizen with the government.
Suparna Seikha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In Women's Asia Cup Rising Stars T20 cricket, defending champions India A began their campaign against the UAE in a group stage clash at Bangkok in Thailand. India A have set a target of 131 runs. Opting to bat first, India A posted 130 for 9 in the stipulated 20 overs. In the opening match, Pakistan A defeated Nepal women's team by 30 runs. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading on a bearish note during afternoon trade today. The Sensex tumbled 811 points to 82,864, while the Nifty dropped 265 points to 25,542 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. First phase of budget session concludes. Both houses of parliament to reassemble for second phase on the 9th of next month after 3-week break. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Seva Teerth, comprising new building of Prime Minister's office and two other government edifices in New Delhi this evening. Bangladesh Nationalist Party set to form next government after landslide victory in parliamentary polls. Prime Minister Modi congratulates BNP Chief Tariq Rehman on party's decisive victory, says India remains committed to supporting a democratic and inclusive Bangladesh. Akashwani Raipur hosts conclave to mark World Radio Day, exploring medium's evolving role amid emerging technologies. And with that, we end the midday news.